So you just talked about the musical adaptation of your book. I know you were approached for like different types of adaptations. Why did you choose it like a musical?
Well, there was a film offer on Fun Home soon after it came out. I didn't exactly refuse that. I just asked for more money. I decided. What my soul was worth at that point. It wasn't very much. But it was too much for the film people to pay. So I was kind of relieved that that wasn't going to happen. I didn't like the idea of there being a bad movie about my family. It seemed like that would be just an awful feeling. So then this musical offer came, and that felt really different. Like, a musical? That was like such a weird, different thing. I didn't know much about musicals. I kind of felt like it was impossible to make a musical out of the book, so why not take their money while they tried to do that? But they did do it, and I feel really lucky that they made such a beautiful work of art. That might not have been the case. It could have been a really bad musical. I figured if there was a bad musical, it would just disappear, you know, the show would close and no one would see it, but I haven't considered the possibility that there could be a musical that was both bad and highly successful. That would have been really the worst thing in the world, but.
You came out as a 19-year-old in a very different environment than what we as young queer women of today have come out into or will be coming out into. So obviously that environment that you sort of came up in influenced your work and career significantly. So my question is, if you were to be born into a different era and were a 19-year-old coming out now, how do you think that would change the way your career has been formed?
You know, that's a very interesting question. And I find these questions, these hypothetical, like, things where you have to put someone in a different era to be like almost impossible to ask. I feel like who we are as people is completely inseparable from the generation that we are born into. My book Fun Home was so much about the way that my father's generation shaped him, the way that my generation shaped my. I know you're asking a good, interesting question. I'm sorry I'm being difficult. But if I really insert myself in that situation, I would be a different person. I have no idea what I would be like if I were 19 right now.